Shito's victims. Long ago in ancient Japan, the Okuba Nat Empire stood on the northern coast. It was the richest empire in Japan, with its 150 feet wide walls, huge castles, and beautiful sakura trees, and its fresh jungle bamboo surrounding the walls. The king was very selfish, and people always laughed at his kingdom.
Psst! Did you hear that kingdom over yonder? Their king is so selfish. His kingdom is Ehidu Humu.
Yeah, I know, right? He's so greedy and never satisfied.
The king's daughter, Okuda, was very caring. She helped people with their crops and made homes for the poor. Four of Okuda's brothers, Takara, Kurokawa, Morikawa, and Sugai, hated her. Her brothers owned large pieces of land. They each had their own village, even though they were harsh rulers. The youngest of Okuda's brothers, Yoshino, was kind and caring like Okuda, so his brothers banished him to live in the swamps in a temple with Sensei Kenta. The four brothers were so jealous of Okuda, they even planned to kill her.
That's not fair. Why does she get all the special treatment?
2 days before the wedding, Yoshino had a terrible dream. He traveled across Midori Forest, damp marshes, to Okuba Nat Empire in the plains.
My brothers, I had a dream about a yokai called Shito, who takes the eyes of his jealous victims. If you kill Okuda, he'll come after you and take your eyes. Beware, my brothers, beware!
You're nothing but helpless swine, Yoshino. Go throw yourself into the deepest well in the world.
Yoshino sadly took his horse and went to Sensei Kenta in Midori Forest. The day of the wedding, maids were preparing the food and musicians were getting their instruments ready. The four brothers entered the marriage temple.
Sugai, we want you to get Okuda and slit her throat with your katana.
I shall do as my brothers say.
There was singing, dancing, and food at the temple. Before the groom, Saburo, came, Sugai took Okuda. As she dragged her silky white laced wedding gown, Sugai stopped at the back of the temple.
My sister, Okuda, I want to tell you you look beautiful in your wedding gown.
Thank you, my graceful brother. But tell me, Brother Sugai, what shall I provide you with?
Your death, my sister, Okuda.
Before she could reply, Sugai got his katana out and slit her throat. A streak of blood found its way to Sugai's forehead. He wiped it viciously with Okuda's white silk veil.
I finally cured her. Yes, I have more power now.
Sugai collected Okuda's severed head and body, then threw them in a nearby river. Little did he know that river belonged to Shito, the jealous yokai. Sugai covered himself in water and limped back to the temple, with blood and water on his silk, navy blue kimono. Sugai walked in the temple. Everyone stared at his bloody, wet clothing.
Sugai, where's my wife Okuda? And why are you covered in blood and water?
My heart can barely say these words, but my beloved sister, Okuda, was eaten by an evil crocodile. I tried to free her from his terrible jaws, but I failed.
My graceful wife has been killed. I shall end myself, too. Give me that dagger!
Saburo grabbed Yoshino's dagger and pierced his own heart. He fell dead to the floor. Then Shito appeared.
Who dare kill a soul because of jealousy? You!
Shito grabbed the four brothers and squeezed them. He squeezed them till their eyes came out. Their bloody eyes rolled into Shito's skin and disappeared. The four brothers' terrible bodies disappeared into dust and went with the wind, as silent as river water flowing.